Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hillman. Good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for listening tonight. Yesterday was a huge shift, and we're going to discuss what November 11th was all about and other things upcoming with Sarah Berman. She is the founder of Image Creation. I know I pronounced that wrong, and I apologize. She is an international renowned intuitive counselor and healer. I have been reading her stuff for a while now and recently found her seven questions that can change your life, which is very true and very awesome. You can learn more about her free articles, audio recording channels, and much more on her website, www.endless-one.com. Sarah, thank you so much for being on. It is such a pleasure to have you on.
Well, thank you for inviting me. Let me quickly tell you it's Limitless One.
Limitless One. I'm so sorry.
That's
and
okay.
What's the name of your company that I screwed up so
you did,
badly?
You did it
well.
Imagic Creation. Imagination and creation combined to make magic. If you think about it, it's I-M-A-G-I-C, so there's magic inside there.
Oh, definitely. I noticed that. so this huge shift actually started kind of back a while ago, didn't it?
Well, yeah, you could say so. During the 9909,
yes.
What happened was the old reality and the new reality kind of split. There was sort of like, there was a way that those of us who are on the path of ascension and choosing the new reality were kind of trying to pull everybody along, and there was sort of we can't do that anymore. And that split bumped us up. So we got a huge, you could say, download or influx of cosmic energy, of light, of these higher frequencies. And one of the things that happens with that is I call it splash out. It's sort of like any old stuff we might have is like a vessel of murky water. And the new frequencies or light that comes in is like a beautiful crystal being dropped into that. And anything that doesn't match that new frequency has to come out. So a lot of us have been feeling emotional stuff since then, that we were doing pretty good, we were feeling peaceful and calm, and all of a sudden it's like this old stuff comes back up again.
Yes, I can attest that's very true.
And not to mention the body changes.
Yes.
Because one of the things of that shift was it triggered some new DNA or old DNA, unactivated DNA that is now being activated to create our new bodies, new endocrine systems, the way the adrenals work, the way the pineal works, all that stuff is being shifted, and even our brains. So, you know, some of the things that I've noticed and the people I've talked to notice is head stuff, where if, you know, your jaws hurt or your teeth hurt, your head's kind of crunchy or it feels like it's tight.
And
all
the sinuses. It's been sinuses.
Oh, yeah, snort, snort. Yep, that one too. Absolutely. All that stuff is shifting. And with the 11-11-11, it was like a whole new flow in around mastery. Because 11 plus 11 is 22 plus 11 is 33, and those are the three master numbers. So the 11 is what they call the spiritual messenger. It's inspirational. It's the spiritual teacher, the person who channels or does interdimensional communication, intuitive. It's also the energy of connection and peace. The 22 is the master builder. It's the organizer, visionary leader. It's that ability to perceive something in the spiritual or the cosmic realm, and mm-hmm. to make it manifest on Earth. The 33 is master of healing through love, or that Christ energy. Really sensitive, loving, altruistic, protective, really gentle. And all of those mastery energies were being called to step up into that, to own that within ourselves, which is
now,
really cool.
If somebody is like really hesitant to step into this mastery, what happens?
What happens?
Well, yeah, I mean, if somebody says, I don't know about this, I really don't know if I want to do this, and all their fears are coming up, and they're not willing to face their fears, what happens?
It will happen eventually. Over and over, the message I get from Saint Germain is, mm-hmm. we've made the choice, we are on the path for ascension, we are going to go there, it's already done. Just in a different part of the timeline. So no matter what, it's all, our success is guaranteed. So there's no way we have to push ourselves or try to stress or worry or work to try to get there. It's guaranteed. It's chosen, so it's there.
So what's the next step? I mean, what is the best things for people to be doing right now? I mean, I know a lot of people are doing a lot more meditation, which is always great.
Yeah.
And they're following what their body says. If their body says to rest, they just take a little breather and just, they're listening to what they feel they should do. Is feeling and really living in those emotions a better thing to do?
Living in those emotions. Okay, so the negative stuff that comes up, if it's our old stuff, just feeling it clears it. That's the nature of splash out. What we have to sort of guard against is trying to figure it out and process it and work it. Because that's sort of like, oh, this is like this, and why am I doing that again? And that takes us back into a loop to all our old stuff that we used to do. And it's really on its way out. The other thing that's going on is, you could say the old energy or the lower frequencies are trying to suck us back in. So we're getting hit, plus the frequency that's coming in there is triggering all their splash out, and they, with no conscious awareness of it, when stuff like shame or fear or low self-worth or hopelessness comes up, in the lower frequencies, that will really trigger anger and aggression usually, as a strategy to try not to feel those things. So we're seeing an increase of aggressive behavior worldwide, and that will happen. And it's also sort of flowing around the global mass consciousness. And we're so used to working on ourselves. I know you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, it's a habit almost.
It's a habit, totally. We've stopped blaming the outside world. We know the outside mirrors the inside. So every time something happens, we go, well, what inside of me do I need to clear or work on or change to change that? You know, what am I doing wrong that my boss treats me so badly? That kind of thing.
Right. Exactly.
So what we have to do when these waves of the old negative emotions come through is to stay super conscious. That means really be aware that you're going, oh, there's some fear. The moment you say, oh, I'm feeling fear, you've made it yours. You have to catch it before you even own it in any level at all.
And right now you really do have to take responsibility for just about everything to clear it, correct?
Explain what you mean by that.
Well, if we are creating everything in our life, which is basically what's going on, if you create a moment that is going to cause you fear and you need to feel that fear and face it, don't you have to take almost responsibility for creating that moment of fear?
Well, that has been the way it's been. But because of the shift that's going on now and the separation of the two realities, and it's still sort of overlapping, it's changing. So many of us who are the vanguards and the ones out in the front of this movement
Yes.
Really, we made an agreement to forget who we were, to forget that we already are all that. There is a part of every one of us that is already a master. You could say the oversoul, which is that Seth material again, right?
Right.
Or your greater self, whatever it is, it's already all that. But we're here pretending to be humans, and we're still, it's a difficult time because we know how different it can be, but the overlap of the old reality is still here. So we need to shift from sort of making it all our fault to going, that's not mine. Because what's coming at us from the outside isn't ours. And I can tell you how I've been working with this and how I've been working with clients for this.
Great.
We've asked a totem animal. And go ahead, anybody who's listening, go ahead and do this now. A big, strong animal. I have a mountain lion.
I've been having a rattlesnake come in my dreams quite a bit.
Hmm. If you're comfortable with a rattlesnake.
A rattlesnake.
That was
the freakiest thing. I had a dream one night, and then the very next day I saw one.
Wow. So that just is talking about transformation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably an animal to choose to work for you would be like a mountain lion or a panther, a bear, an elephant, something like that. Something that is on land. And what you want to ask this animal to do is sort of patrol your perimeter energetically and let you know when something is coming in from the outside and go, hey, that's not yours. Don't take it on.
Okay.
The way this worked for me just recently, as I was waking up in the morning, just in that half asleep state, I noticed my back started locking up right in the low of my back. And I got a nudge from my mountain lion. It was like, hey, wake up. You're taking this on. And I just woke up really quickly and went, that's not mine. Get out of my body. Get out of my reality. And it kind of dissolved away.
Very cool.
Yeah. We've sort of developed another, you know, that habit, us empathic people. As a strategy in our childhood, we learn to feel everything around us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember personally, you know, going to my bedroom, I mean, my door at my house when I was a kid and, like, putting my hand on the doorknob and then waiting and going, okay, is Mom going to blast me today? Am I in trouble for anything? I got to know.
Yeah. Kids have that natural knack for that, don't they?
Uh-huh. And a lot of us, because we are empathic, we've really developed that skill, but now it's just become a habit. And that's why it's so hard to go into large groups of people.
Yes.
Or even into restaurants and stuff, because we're overwhelmed because we're feeling everybody's everything around us. So the shift here is to let that animal, or which is an aspect of you, kind of feel everything for you. Be the one that's watching. And then let you know if there's anything you need to know.
Very cool.
That way you're not taking it into your inner core, you know what I mean?
So in a way, all the habits that we kind of developed, kind of re-owning our true selves, in some ways, we're breaking them?
Yeah. A lot of the things that we learned, which were so appropriate during that time frame. I mean, learning these empathic skills, well, that's what enables us to do the work we do, right?
Right.
And it enables us to, in our relationships, it enables us to perceive more deeply what's going on and not just fall into sort of that old blame game. You know, somebody's doing something, but you understand that that's based on their hurt, and you can feel this underneath
right.
it, blah, 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 blah. So they're really wonderful skills. We just need to kind of shift them a little because times are really different. Things are really different.
With that, let me ask you a question, though.
Okay.
Last week, in a sense, I was, and it was mainly me, I had two other people on, and we were just having a discussion about the energy and how you know, people don't always talk about the low end of the spiritual journey, you know, all the hard times we have to go. And we kind of brought up the fact that the newbies, the people just now kind of claiming their intuitiveness, really have it so much easier, don't they?
Just sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
No idea. So basically, they're coming into it without forming those habits. They don't need to go through the same process, say, you and I went through.
That's right.
Right. Oh,
but
well,
we were, you know, before...
I'm missing all the fun here.
Well, you chose it. So did I.
Yeah, I
you
know.
You know what? I want to be out in front.
Yeah, that's
our own fault.
But I was really good times, you know, thinking it was going totally mad.
No. Right.
So, basically, if somebody now is just realizing they're really intuitive, basically what they need to do is what? What should their focus be really on? Just trusting what they're getting? Intuitively?
Intuitively. Well, empathy and intuition are kind of different things. But
yes.
We're sort of, I think we're talking about the blend of it because they come together.
Right.
So one of the first things that I would always tell people is one of those questions in that article, the seven questions that could change your life, is this energy mine? Most of the time it isn't. I did a little experiment with myself a while back, years ago, just walking around my little suburban neighborhood here, and I decided I was going to, as I walked, just pay super attention to every thought, every emotion, and even all the physical sensations in my body. And for every single one, the moment I noticed it, is this mine? And I was walking along, doing pretty good, and there was a point when I suddenly started thinking about this divorce I'd gone through and all the horrible things my ex-husband did and how disgusting that was. He told everyone I was crazy at the school, you know, and all that. It was really quite fun. And I stopped myself and went, wait a minute. I'm over that. That's so done. That's so not in my life anymore. And then I thought, well, it's not mine, but who here is thinking about my ex-husband? That doesn't make any sense. So what I realized was I'd walked through a morphic field that energetically matched how I was feeling during those times, and my mind provided the thoughts and the memories to go with it. And as soon as I realized that, that just slipped away and I went back to peace. And I continued to walk a little bit and I started feeling the sadness and I was thinking about my poor daughter and I was like, wait, that's not mine. Let it go. I continued walking. I noticed my hips started to hurt. There was a moment when I started to think, oh, I walked too long, and I went, wait, stop. Is that mine? No, it's not. And then the pain went away within just the next few steps. So what I found with working with people is anything between 50 and like 95% of what we feel and think on a daily basis isn't ours.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned that if you start thinking about it, analyzing it, you get stuck in a loop. If somebody should find themselves stuck in that loop, what is the best way to get out of it? If once they realize this is a loop, don't need to go there.
With emotions, you always just have to feel them. The way I sort of determine whether or not something can be cleared is by checking out the emotional intensity on what I call the E gauge. It's like a gasoline gauge on a car. 10
right.
is full, 0 is empty. And they'll ask, okay, what's the level of, I call it juice, emotional content that I'm having right now? If it's up above about a 4, you can't really clear it. You can't just say, okay, that's not mine, I'm going to move it out. So what you've just got to do is go into it and just feel it and try to, you know, if your mind is giving you, oh, this is just like what my father did to me when I was a kid, go, no, you know, mind, that's not what this is about. Thanks for doing your job, but just stick with the feelings. it's sort of like we're up, we're trying to see the sky, get clarity, but we're up over our eyes in that murky water. So we've got to lower the level of the juice so we can see. So that's the first step. If you stay really, really conscious all the time, really be aware, is this mine? Is this mine? And I'll tell people, write a little note for yourself or notes all over the place to remind you, is this energy mine? Then what happens is it becomes really habitual not to pick it up. And it's so amazing. For instance, I was talking to a friend of mine who lives, I don't know, maybe 50 miles away from me, and she was telling me about this man she'd met, and while we were talking, I noticed this sadness. And I went, that's not mine. Where's that from? That's not hers. So I said, is this guy sad? She goes, oh, yeah, he just went through something, happened, somebody died or something like that. I was picking up his sadness through her. I never even met the guy.
Sometimes you just need to hear their name, and that's enough.
Yes. So the instant I recognized, I just said, wait, that's not mine. Oh, it's his. And then it just went out of me. So that sort of becomes a habit. That's not mine. That's not mine.
Now, Sarah, we have a question. Are you open for a question real quick now, or
sure.
You want to continue to talk?
No, that would be great.
Okay, we got Tabitha on line 2 from Atlanta. Tabitha, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, Tabitha.
I'm here. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I just want to say it's a blessing to be on this phone right now with you ladies, and it's just been an inspiration for me. And on the 11th of this month, I just got this overwhelming feeling like I am missing something in my life. And I kept asking myself, you know, what am I here for? What's my purpose? You know, and I've always gotten people to say, it's really there's something special about you. And I love to love people. I love nature. I love humanity. And I'm kind of nervous right now and shaking. But I just want to know, as a newbie in this, how can I go about reaching my inner core, reaching my light, and where should I start?
Ah, so what I'd say to you is you've already started.
Mm-hmm.
You've asked the question, you've recognized that there's something more, and you've also just told us your gifts. You've acknowledged what your gifts are, the energy that you're bringing to the planet, that unique energy that's you, the colors, the frequencies of you are that amazing, gentle, loving energy, which, Lord knows, we certainly need it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Jennifer, do you want to add something?
No, I think that she's doing beautifully. She just needs to recognize it. How well she's doing.
Yeah.
And I was a smoker. I smoked sometimes, and I drank once in a while. And I know you have to, you know, keep your soul pure, your temple pure. And this is something that I want to work towards. And I slipped today, and I went and smoked, and I was really upset with myself. But I want to gain that strength to hold back. I just want to know my purpose. You know, I sometimes feel lost. Like, you know, I've been feeling like, you know, I hear that, you know, they're there for us, and they're here to take care of us and be here to guide us and everything, but it's like sometimes I feel like I'm by myself, you know?
Yes, I do know. It's been hard.
So, when you see all that stuff on television and, you know, you see what's going on in the world, and then this happens, you know, just out of nowhere, and this reality hits you, and you're trying to find your way back to where you came from and to spread that love and peace. It's, you know, it feels so hard.
It is. That's the heaviness of the old reality. And I can tell you, I don't think I could maintain my sanity if I was watching the news.
No.
I just don't.
I stop watching the news myself. If there's anything really critical, my guides will let me know to
That's
check out the news,
well.
Or, you know, somebody will tell me. I keep in touch with basically what's going on, but overall, who needs all that negativity?
Oh, it's all totally programming to keep you in fear and doubt.
Exactly.
Tabitha, personally, I don't have judgments about wine or tobacco.
Okay.
Tobacco is used as a sacred herb in Native American culture.
I see not tobacco. I don't smoke cigarettes. It's the other thing.
Oh, well, I don't have a judgment about that either.
Okay.
No problem.
Yeah.
But for an example, when I was checking out the energy of tobacco, just since I was talking about that, I said, well, what is it about this? How can it be so, you know, opposite? It's a sacred plant, and it's this horrible evil of all things in the modern world. And what I came to understand was the magic of tobacco is that it takes any energy, any belief that you put into it, magnifies it.
Mm-hmm.
That's its nature. So for the Native American cultures, it makes everything, their ceremonies more powerful. We've decided to believe that it's horrible, negative, it'll kill you, carcinogenic, rots your teeth, destroys your skin, da-da-da. Boy, it takes that and magnifies it. So here's a another little ditty that's really good to write down.
Okay.
The truth feels light and expansive. So if somebody tells you you have to do this and you have to do that and it makes you feel heavy and contracted, it's not true for you.
Plus, you have to understand, at one time that was something as part of your human experience you decided to experience. So you're just going with your contract. So I don't see why you're beating yourself up, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you're doing exactly as your spirit was wanting you to experience in this lifetime.
It's been ongoing for me. Like, I've always tried to search out the truth and try to really know what my purpose has been. And I just, out of nowhere, on the 11th, all these things just came to me. And today is the 12th, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So this happened yesterday, and I did not sleep all night. I couldn't sleep. I watched, there was something on the internet that I was watching, I believe Ashitar, and it was, he was an ascender. I believe his name, he works for, I guess part of the Palladian, Confederation.
Okay.
And it was like, an 8-part clip, and he was pretty much just letting us know everything and how, you know, how we should treat ourselves and, you know, what's to come, and just very inspirational. And I didn't sleep because I kept digging deeper and deeper, wanting to know more and more. And I didn't go to my bed until 11 o'clock today and got 3 hours of sleep because I was just researching and wanting to know more. It's like my spirit was being fed. It was hungry, and it just I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep. I didn't feel tired. Nothing. I did the three meditations. We did three meditations throughout the parts that I was watching, and I mean, I wrote them down, so I did them again today, during the day, and I feel like I'm on that path, but I just want to make sure.
It's already done.
Mm-hmm.
You can just relax and know that your success is guaranteed. The thing that you really came to this planet for, all of us, the real reason we came here was to bring about this ascension in body, which has never been done before. You know, Atlantis couldn't do it. On Mars, we couldn't do it. On Maldak, which is now the asteroid belt, we really blew that one.
Mm-hmm.
There are star families from, gosh, at least a dozen star systems who came to Earth to try one more time to see if we could do this. And we've done it. We've taken the track toward ascension. We can't go back. So I'd like to invite you to have then everybody to take a moment and like pat yourselves on the back. And I got to tell you, you know, Saint Germain and their masters and the angels and all that, they are here celebrating. They're going, woo-hoo, we did it. Oh, that was, oh my God, something that hasn't been done for, I don't know, probably millions or billions, if not trillions of years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd love you to just take a moment and feel that, oh, we're a success. We did it.
Yeah.
There's nothing else you have to work for or stress at or really try really hard. You can just relax and please be kind to yourself.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Would you, I just have one more question. Do you know of any healing centers nearby that I can possibly go to, or anyone that I can, you know, speak to nearby that can help me along the journey?
What area are you in?
I'm in Atlanta in Georgia.
Oh, that's right.
And my correct spelling is T-A-L-I-B-A, Taliba.
Oh,
I apologize.
Oh, no worries. No worries.
Well, do you need to have somebody nearby? Because, you know, both Jennifer and I do phone work.
Yeah, I mean, if as long as I have someone I can talk to, you know.
Yeah.
And if I have any questions along the way and, you know, any visions I get, I can talk to you about it.
Well, I'd like to invite you to join me on the 21st for a free teleseminar. I do this every month. I just invite everybody to get together so that we can all just be in our energy. Sometimes we'll do some processes. Sometimes it's just questions and answers. Sometimes we'll just chat with each other. But just to be with people who are awake and aware and know what's going on and go, oh, I'm not alone.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. That would be refreshing, actually.
Yeah, and it feels so good because there's like all these people from all over the world, and we just connect energetically, and really it's like, oh, my God, I know you people. You're my real family.
Yeah. The other thing I want to suggest is I'm sure there is a metaphysical store in your area that might have some kind of group. There's also meetup.com. They have a lot in. They've got lots and lots of spiritual groups, and I'm just feeling that might, if you want something, because some people do want that face-to-face interaction or something that's a little closer, even though this world is getting very small these days, because we're all one anyway. But if you need that, that's a couple places you can check.
Okay. And the 21st, where would that be?
You can, if you go to my website, limitless-one.com, on the menu on the left, you can see a schedule of events.
Okay.
And then you just click through to the monthly free teleseminar, and you can participate by calling in on the phone or through the internet in what's called a webinar.
Oh, okay. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is great, and I'm going to look into try to go to one of the retreats over in, I think they have some in Mexico and Central America. I know they have some over in Europe as well, and I want to actually take part in one of those retreats as well.
Cool. You know what I'd like to do now is I'd like to do a process with everybody who's here on the listening to this in the now moment, in the future now moment.
Yeah.
So why don't you go off the air, and I'd just like to invite everyone in, whoever might be listening to this, in any time, just to sort of take a breath, close your eyes, not if you're driving a car, probably not, or operating power machinery or cutting with a knife, but... Get relaxed, close your eyes, breathe into your body, and take a moment and really feel your body. From the tips of your fingers to the toes, to the top of your head, feel your skin and your muscles and the blood and your organs and your bones. Take a big breath and kind of shake it off and let your body totally relax as you exhale. Now take a breath.
Thank you. And I'm gonna get off and take part in this meditation.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So your next breath, let it come in from the top of your head, flowing down through your body, filling your body, and then flowing down deep into the earth. Source this breath. Make it come from your greater self or your oversoul, that part of you that is not inside the earth dame, inside the part that's outside the veils of illusion, that knows who you really are. And just let those beautiful colors, those frequencies, you don't need to understand it with your mind. Just feel it flowing down through your body, filling your body. And then offer that beautiful colors and energy to the planet. And now the planet will send you some energies and some colors in appreciation for your being here and being part of this whole We Are One planetary experience. Let that fill your body. It's different for each person. She offers what you need. Often it's a feeling of safety, welcome, appreciation, and love. Now join those two breaths coming in from your head and coming in through your feet. Meld them harmoniously in your center. And then imagine expanding that out. Now the smallest particle the quantum physicists can find when they break down the electrons and all of that stuff is the photon, the particle of light. So I want you to take a moment and imagine your body is made up of these beautiful little particles of light, which it is, really. And it's, in truth, your body is no more dense than the air around you. We've taken on an agreement to have the illusion of being this physical density and to align with perceiving only the particle aspect of light. The very amazing thing about light is that when they do experiments to prove light's a particle, it acts like that. When they do other experiments to prove light is a wave with no mass at all, it acts a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on how you observe your light, it changes the way it behaves. We've focused on particle, which is physical, it's more solid. So just take a moment now as you're drawing in the breath, let that be waves of light coming into a body that's made of waves of light. A real subtle shift. Feel it and imagine it. And I'm tracking you all, and you're all doing it. So if anybody's going, I'm not sure I'm doing it right, you are. It's very subtle. It's just a slight sort of softening. So draw the breath in, waves of light. Expand that wave of light that is your blended earth and spirit in like a bubble. Bigger and bigger. Bigger than the building you're in, than your city or town, your state, your country, bigger than the planet, bigger than the solar system, bigger than the galaxy. You really are connected on these waves through the whole universe. So everybody who's participating in the current now moment or the future now moments, just take a moment, and we're going to kind of imagine we're all in a, gosh, it looks like a meadow, a beautiful meadow with wildflowers. Oh, and you know how when the breeze blows across grass, it makes those great ripply sort of patterns? That's going on. And we're all here, and we're all connected. You have your totem animals with you. They're in the sort of the outer circle are the ascended masters and the angels, the devas, the fairies, all here to support us and connect with us. Just bring all our ways into a harmonious, massive wave thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use a tool called the Golden Mesh. It's like a screen. It's an energetic tool. And what I do is I'm just going to program it right now to gather up any energy that you may be having in you, that's any kind of emotional or belief systems, anything in your body, in your system, that it either is not yours, that you picked up from around you, or that your system's ready to let go of that may have been yours. With the recent shift, a whole lot of stuff is being released.
Mm-hmm.
We just continue to take that breath, and I'm just going to run this mesh through everybody here, starting below your feet. Just keep breathing and relax. It goes through your whole body. So one of the things I'm noticing is that the sort of tightness around the solar plexus, the belly there, which is a lot of us are carrying because of the fear going around the planet, plus we're working on regaining our true power. So breathe into there and go, turn that into a wave so that just moves out easily. Thank you. Ah, and some heart energy. Sadness, letting go of ones we love, places where you're hard on yourself, feeling like you're not good enough. You can let that all go, too. And kind of shake your shoulders, all that responsibility off, and any of that chit-chat in your mind. We can let that all go. Okay. So I'll take sort of the corners of this mesh and tie it into a bag. And the next thing I'm going to do is I have what I call the uncreate wormhole, like a wormhole in space, and it takes whatever you toss into it and removes the structure, uncreates any belief systems, programs, patterning, whatever, takes it just back to neutral energy. So everyone just take a breath, and we're going to toss this in there. So you will probably notice that it feels like there's a little more space in there now, inside of you, not so dense. So I'd like to invite you to breathe in more of your true self into your body. Feel your body and expand it out. So rather than trying to jam the awesome, amazing, infinite being you really are into the body, your body is surrounded by how does that feel, Jennifer?
Wonderful.
Yeah. It's always like, oh.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because the mesh was tickling my feet when you were dragging it over my feet, but other than that, it sounds really good.
So this is how you feel when you're not carrying all the other, everything around you, from the people, the cats.
Mm-hmm.
I one time was like, I think I was working at my computer or something one morning, not hungry at all. All of a sudden, I was starving. I wanted something really good. I went, wow, what's that? And I looked down, and my cat's looking up at me like, you forgot to feed me this morning. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh, that's yours.
Yeah. Yeah, animals have a way of doing that. They're really good at letting you know what they need.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was mine, you know. Oh, I'm so hungry. I want something really
yes.
good. I actually worked with a woman who, I think she works in a hospice, which is kind of a rugged environment emotionally anyway. And she was dissatisfied with her weight gain, and she just started using, is this mine? And she discovered that 99% of the time when she wanted one of those donuts, which always managed to be provided, or treats or cookies, it wasn't hers. And like a month or two, she said she lost like 25 pounds just by
wow.
asking that question.
That's awesome. And that mm-hmm. is something that I think a lot of people are noticing is a little bit of weight gain, either weight gain
loss.
Or weight loss.
Mm-hmm. Our digestive systems are changing. we've had sort of a dumbed down digestive and immune system, where we were really ultimately what we're ingesting or using is light, and a light that the plants take and turn, you know, with photosynthesis, or the animals eat the plants if we're eating meat. I think we're shifting so that we can get direct nourishment from sunlight.
Well, there's been quite, there is actually some people that are getting their energy from sunlight already.
Yes.
And it's interesting because I read this article about this man who's been doing it for years, and it made me realize that I always watch the sunrise and the sunset, and I stare into the sun. So I've been doing that, and I didn't even realize what I was doing.
Yeah. That's exactly what they do, too. They gaze at the sun. I've seen that as well. I didn't read it, but I saw a video that had a guy who hasn't eaten for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Personally, I like food. I'm a cook, and I don't want to have to not eat, but I'd like to have the choice.
Yes, I tend to agree. I like those tastes and to experiment with taste and textures, and it's a lot more fun that way. But it's very interesting. So what should people be expecting now in the near future? Is there any more big waves of energy that they should be?
Oh, you betcha.
It's not over yet?
It's not over until the fat lady sings. There's a lot of fat ladies out there these days. That's one of the things that's going on. I think our bodies are sort of cocooning.
Yes.
You know, and it's sort of like the caterpillar where we're transitioning to a whole new body. But when the caterpillar goes in the cocoon, it doesn't just get skinnier and grow wings. It goes to total goo.
Yeah.
And so I feel like a lot of what this fat is sort of a cocoon so we can goofy.
Well, what fun is that? That sounds good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, in December, like December 21st, December 12th, is there another flow of a major shift of energy coming in?
I think it's just going to keep coming in faster and faster. I don't know about you, but, I mean, I remember we used to get a flow of energy come in, and then we'd have months to assimilate it.
Yeah. Now it's like maybe days, hours, seconds.
Yeah.
It just, the good times keep flowing on.
Right. And we can handle it more now. If the level of energy that came in on the 11-11-11 had come in 98 or, God help us, 58, we'd have gone crispy.
Yeah, most definitely. And it's like one thing I noticed yesterday is definitely a shift in my Kundalini. It like went through the roof.
Wow.
That's the major flux of energy that I really physically could feel was my Kundalini. It's just very creative, very loving, great energy. I didn't mind it a bit, and it was just interesting with having the snakes around, and they kind of represent that. It's like, okay, you guys gave me a warning.
Yeah.
And heads up of what's going on. So it was very interesting, and the other interesting thing is reading the writing that I've done about my process and really even getting a deeper insight of what I really have gone through and refining things. So I found that kind of interesting as well.
Wow. Well, some of the other things that seem to be appropriate are some in this current energy are shifting your home.
Yes.
I know people moving. In my house, my oldest son moved out, boo-hoo, to go to college.
Aww.
And so his bedroom became empty, so my middle son moved into his bedroom. So my daughter, who was in the converted dining room, moved into that bedroom. So then I got to put my office in the dining room. And over the whole time, everybody's cleaning up out their old stuff. You know, closets of stuff that had built up, and we had garbage and tons of stuff going to the Goodwill. I still, my shed still has some stuff for the next trip. It's been a big shift here, moving things around and getting rid of all that old stuff. So I would encourage people to make some changes.
Well,
because we need to become comfortable with change.
Well, it's interesting. I've done the same. I've lived in my house for 24 years, so doing a major clean out, and I mean major, like, I am amazed how much old papers that I was holding on to for absolutely no reason.
Me too. They seem so important.
And old books that I had in college that I never even look at anymore.
Yeah.
And I donated them to the Friends of the Library. And I have boxes of my poetry book that they're okay, but the printing got a little messed up. So I'm actually going to donate them to the soldiers overseas.
Nice.
So it's like, give them a little something to read and good feelings. And get it out of my garage. But mainly it's to help them know that we're thinking of them. And it's definitely all about love. So, and it is interesting. It's like how much stuff, it's like I've been divorced for 9 years and I'm still finding things that he should have taken.
Wow.
And it's just like been here so long and it's all going.
Yeah.
So definitely wonderful, wonderful energy. And with the clean out, we're going to now say it is just about time. So is there any final words you'd like to share, Sarah, before we...
Oh, well, you're right. That went fast.
Yeah.
get comfortable with change. If you change little things in your life, put your shoes on a different way. Drive a different route to work. Eat something completely different for breakfast. Eat dinner for breakfast and breakfast for dinner. Make little changes because we tend to get into these ruts.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. So if you start getting comfortable with making changes and just going, oh, I loved that when I bought it. I don't love it anymore. It doesn't fit me anymore. It doesn't fit my energy anymore. But it doesn't make it bad or wrong. I'm ready to pass it along.
Mm-hmm.
And there's... with this most recent influx, the biggest thing that's going on is a whole huge slew of people are going to start waking up. That's the big information that I got during the teleseminar I did last night from Saint Germain. So it's important for those people who've been here chugging around through it for a little while over the next period of time, years, to go, you know what? I do have some gifts to give people. I've actually already done that. I can do that.
Yes. And with that, if you want more information, remember you can go over to Sarah's website, which is limitless-one.com. And there is so much great information. It is a wonderful website. You can also get some of her writings, articles on spiritlibrary.com. That's where I originally found her, and I'm so glad that you're on there. She also has a blog. She's got tons of information. And do remember to check out on November 21st for that free teleconference call. That's going to be awesome. And
by the way, that golden mesh process, I have like a 10-minute recording of that, a free audio. So anytime you feel like you could need to get guided through that, you can do that as well.
Excellent.
On my website.
That's wonderful. Sarah, thank you for the essence and presence you've brought to this world and all the wonderful work you're doing. It is really an honor to really get to know you.
Oh, thank you.
You're awesome. I just really appreciate you and your work.
Oh, thank you. Gosh, I'm blushing.
I mean, really, I'm really honored that you're on the show. So this is Jennifer Hellman, and if you want to check out any of my work, it's angelsintuition.com. And with this, I say with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and inspiration. Until next time, many blessings and good night.
Good night.